Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
What Godly Leaders Do. As Paul is coming to the close of his letter to the believers in Rome, he writes these beautiful words, "I myself am convinced, my brothers and sisters, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with knowledge, and competent to instruct one another." Romans chapter 15, verse 14. I love the high esteem Paul has for the Christians in Rome. He's not looking for what's wrong with them, but for what's praiseworthy in them. A mark of a godly leader is one who is always looking for the best in the people around him. Leaders see the best in people, even if the people don't see it in themselves yet. Leaders point out the specific qualities they see in their people, virtues like goodness, knowledge, and competence. Leaders continue to sharpen their people, challenging them to excel even more. Yet I have written to you quite boldly on some points to remind you of them again. Verse 15. Leaders enjoy spending time with their people and are refreshed by them. But now that there is no more place for me to work in these regions, and since I have been longing for many years to visit you, I plan to do so when I go to Spain. I hope to see you while passing through and to have you assist me on my journey there after I have enjoyed your company for a while, so that I may come to you with joy by God's will and in your company be refreshed. Verses 23, 24, and 32. Leaders pray for their people and ask their people to pray for them. I urge you, brothers and sisters, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me. Pray that I may be kept safe from the unbelievers in Judea and that the contribution I take to Jerusalem may be favorably received by the Lord's people there. Verses 30 and 31. And also see Paul's prayer for them in Romans chapter 16, verses 25 to 27. Leaders publicly compliment their people. See the list of compliments that fill the pages of Romans chapter 16. And leaders protect and empower their people. I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who cause divisions and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you have learned. Keep away from them. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Romans chapter 16, verses 17 and 20. I want to be this kind of leader. In order to do that, I need the help of the Holy Spirit. I must listen to His voice in order to make the changes I need to make so that I may lead in the most Christ-glorifying way possible and help those around me live even more in their God-given gift zone. This is part 85 in my series on godly leadership. You can check out all of my posts in this series by clicking on the link in the show notes.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.